Man, that's a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMPE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, this is Dave Hickney. We're back, Freak of the Week. I'm by myself in the basement. There's no expert. Elizabeth is out talking to someone. She wouldn't give me a lot of details. She just said, I got to get this thing done and over with. And I was like, okay, you go do the thing, I guess. I will do my best to run the show without you. I was really hoping she'd be here because I think this is a really good one for her. I think she may believe in this, or part of it at least. I think you know, with my new philosophy of the show, I think it's something that could be interesting, because we're going to talk about gods this episode, and not just one god, but just all the kinds of gods that could be out there. So the callers, when you call in, if you have an experience with any kind of god or a belief in any kind of god. Sorry, Jimmy's still here. He's coughing a little bit. He's got a cold because Jimmy's got to run things. That's just how it works. But yeah, we're going to take it's going to be basically just a call-in episode where, you know, we just talk about the different gods, me and the callers. And I will decide at the end of each call whether I believe in that god or not. I think that's the best way to do this. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. Since there's no, you know, expert this time, there's no discussion with the expert beforehand. We're just going to go right into calls. I got a caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is, Jimmy Mataragas.
Jimmy Mataragas.
Yes. I am calling in because, my god is, Martin Scorsese.
What?
Martin Scorsese.
Who's that?
He is the filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch movies after 1965.
I understand. A guy like you probably wouldn't. But Martin Scorsese is the god of Italian movies. He's the god of Italian movies. That's right.
Like he's an actual deity, or is he, because you said he's a filmmaker, is he just a guy that's really good at it?
Well, what's your version of God?
Does he have supernatural powers? Is he immortal?
Well, if you've seen his movies, you would say, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Goodfellas, you ever see that?
No, I don't know what
clown?
That is.
You know what I mean? The guy's amazing.
You're a clown?
No, It's a line from the movie. Pay attention.
Here. I've never seen the movie. Like I said,
Maybe you should get out of your cave a little bit. I'm just saying.
Why are you attacking me? I'm trying to find out about this thing.
You don't know who Martin Scorsese is. What?
I told you I haven't seen a movie since 1960.
He's my God, after and now you're crapping on
him. I'm not crapping. I want to know if he's real or not. I don't know what's going on. Why are we having a conversation like this? This is so insane. You're yelling at me. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I just don't know. Okay, thank you.
I'm trying to tell you about my God.
Okay, then tell me. I was just confused.
Okay. He's Martin Scorsese, okay? Goodfellas, Casino, the guy makes really fantastic movies.
Okay.
My God, used to be Francis Ford Coppola, but hasn't made any good movies lately. So I switched. I'm a switch God hitter.
Are these just guys?
Well, hey, was Babe Ruth just a guy?
Yeah. Really good at baseball, but he was just a guy.
What planet are you on?
Earth.
And on Earth, Babe Ruth is just a guy?
I mean, he's a legendary guy, but he's a guy. Yeah,
he's
a man.
Michael Jordan just a basketball player?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? You have a problem, dude. You have a mental deficiency. There's something wrong with your chromosomes.
You're being very mean to me, and I'm not trying to be mean to you.
You deserve it.
How do I deserve it?
Because you don't get it. There are deities that walk among us. They are the best, the epitome of people. They do the best
in everything. But they're still people, what you're saying.
God was a person. I don't know. Did you read the Bible, dude? Did you ever read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did God walk among us? He did. Remember?
No, Jesus walked among us.
Jesus is God. Do you know about the Holy Trinity?
I do.
The triumvirate of holiness.
And Jesus was more than just a normal man, according to the Bible.
That's right.
He was a God in the sense that he came back from the dead.
Was the best carpenter of the time. He was the best. This guy could make chairs and tables like you would not believe. That's why they made him a God. Everybody knows it. You're an idiot.
They made him a god?
Yes, they made him a god.
He wasn't born a god.
No, Michael Jordan wasn't born a god. He started sky jamming, and then he became a god. Everybody knows this.
Okay, well, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. Okay, I've got to decide. Do I believe that Martin Scorsese, I think is what he said, is a god? No. He's a man, according to Jimmy. Gods are not men. Gods are gods. We've got to delineate between the two. There we go, true believers. That's our first call. I've made a decision. I feel okay about it. I do question myself a little bit on these things, but I think it's a good one. Also, he was very angry. I don't know why. We got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Eb Emus.
Eb?
Eb.
Eb Emus.
Yes, Eb, E-B-N. The N is silent.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm from Bangladesh, Illinois.
Bangladesh, Illinois. Yeah. Man, all these Illinois calls.
Yeah.
Okay. What god do you want
to
talk about?
Well, I want to talk to you about, it's actually two rival gods.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think people know the kind of... war in heaven, which is taking place right now.
Okay.
And I think we all need to be alerted to that.
Okay.
So, one of the gods is named Samuel.
Samuel?
Yes. Samuel Sung. And, the other one is simply known as Apple.
As Apple?
Yes.
Okay.
And, these gods are the gods of cell phones.
Gods of cell phones. Yes. Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, which are such a major part of our life today. They, as you know, they permeated every aspect of our lives. We can't stay away from them, and that is because they are sent from the gods themselves.
Oh, I don't have a cell phone, but I've noticed that, yes.
What?
Elizabeth is always looking at her cell phone.
You don't have a cell phone?
No.
Oh, great. Oh, great cell tower. Oh, my goodness.
Great cell tower?
Sir, you've not heard the gospel?
No.
The gospel of the warring brothers in heaven? You have to pick a side. You have to pick a side. Either Samuel Sung or Apple. One of those you have to pick.
But I feel like if I choose not to decide, I've still made a choice.
Okay. Look, I don't care what Neil Peart says.
Who?
Oh, God, you're beyond help. Okay, what I'm telling you is that you don't want to wind up going to the bad place.
What's the bad place?
The bad place, it has no service.
Okay.
There's no bars. There are no charging stations.
I can't drink?
No, there are no, like, cell bars. You will get no service. You won't be able to use your cell phone at all.
I don't have a cell phone.
Samuel above, I can't believe this. You need help.
My sister says that to me all the time.
I'm willing to come to your house and proselytize. I have literature.
Dude, I am not paying you for sex. It's not happening.
No, it's not about sex.
You just said you were going to prostitutize me. No, and that's
proselytize. Oh,
sorry. I heard that wrong, I guess.
Yes, you did. Oh, great Samuel above. You need to be saved.
Okay, well, I don't know about being saved with cell phones. Thank you, Eb. I really appreciate the call. All right. Decide. There's two deities. I believe in Apple. I don't believe in Samuel Sung. That's just the way I'm going to go with that. I had to make a choice, I guess, because he said I had to make a choice, and so that's what I'm going to go with. Mostly because I like fruit. I think it tastes good, and so I'm going with it. I feel good about that one. Yeah, it's a good one. True believers, this is really tough for me, you know, having to make these snap decisions about these gods from these calls, because, you know, usually we get a full episode of discussing it, and I can make a real choice based on that. This is a little bit harder. I got to go with my gut. My gut says Apple and not Samuel Sung. All right, we got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Scarlett Sampson. I'm calling from
Simpson or Sampson?
Sampson. I'm calling from Schenectady.
Schenectady?
Yes.
Okay.
I have been in contact with a goddess.
Oh, a goddess. Nice. Goddess, yes. Good. I like to hear that there are deities other than male ones.
It's the goddess of anesthesia.
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia, yeah.
Okay, she Greek, the goddess?
Maybe.
Okay.
She was a little bit hairy.
Hairy? What do you mean?
I mean, like, she had, like, dark curly hair, and, like, she was, like, my name's, you know, anesthesiologist, and she had a mustache.
She has a last name, and it's ologist?
Ologist, yeah.
And she had a mustache. Oh, she's definitely Greek if she had a mustache.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see it underneath her mask. She was wearing a face mask.
Oh, she was wearing a mask. Yes. So she was, like, incognito.
Well, I was at the dentist office.
Oh, so she, what is she the goddess of?
Anesthesia. She's the goddess of,
so she's,
of like, I think she's a goddess of saliva, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Saliva.
Saliva, yeah.
I can hear that from you talking, I think.
You can hear it?
I can hear the saliva,
yeah. I still sound like that.
You sound like saliva.
I did not sound like this morning, and then I commented on her mustache, and she got really mad, and now I sound like this. So I think she's cursed me. She smited me.
You've been smote by a god?
I was smote by anesthesia.
Ologist.
Ologist, yes.
Okay. Yes. How did she smite you?
She was like, she put a mask on my face, and she was like, count backwards from 10.
Okay.
And now I'm missing 4 teeth.
She stole your teeth?
Yeah, 4 of them, and I can't stop drooling, and I have, like, weird pockets of blood in my mouth.
Weird what?
Pockets of blood. Sorry, I'm having trouble. I can't feel my tongue.
You can't feel your tongue?
I can't feel my
tongue. Is it still there?
It's good. Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, it's still there.
But
okay.
I can't feel it.
I mean, you lost teeth. I didn't know if you lost your tongue,
No,
too.
My tongue is still there, but I am missing teeth, and I can't stop drooling, and my face is, like, super swollen now.
Super, like you ate, like, a, like, you didn't even eat, like you just stuck a bunch of, like cherries in your mouth?
No, like a dog that ate a bee.
What? Dogs eat bees?
Sometimes, the stupid ones do. You've never seen a dog eat a bee?
No. What happens?
Well, their face swells up like mine. Their teeth get all puffy, and they cry.
I would assume so. If the bee stings them in the inside of their mouth, I would.
Yeah.
So you weren't stung by a bee in
your
mouth.
No, I was not stung by a bee.
You didn't try to eat a live bee.
I was smoked.
You were smoked.
Why would I try to?
I don't know your life.
I feel like you're making me cry. I feel like you're making fun of me.
I'm
not. I would not eat a bee. I am not a dog.
Fair enough.
But I was smoked.
Okay. I'm sorry, Scarlett. I'm sorry that happened to you. Did you, after you were smote, besides the puffiness and anything, did anything else change in your life? I mean, it just happened, so.
Well, I suppose this was this morning.
Yeah.
I had a Tinder date.
Oh, yeah?
And that,
I've heard of Tinder.
That didn't go well.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, he introduced himself. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Hi, my name's Steven." And I was like, "Hi, my name's Scarlett." And because of what happened to me with the smoting, just a bunch of this blood came out of my mouth. And he, like,
and he didn't
ran away.
He didn't like that?
He was not into it.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's interesting.
That's never happened to me before.
Usually they're into the blood coming out of
my
mouth.
No, usually I can keep the blood in my body.
Oh.
Except for, like, that 4 days a month. But I have stuff that I can, like, soak it up with. So it's okay.
Are we talking about menses now? Is that
yes,
what
we're... Yes, we are talking about menstruation.
Okay. I mean, that's a little different. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
A little bit of stuff.
Blood and saliva?
Yes.
All right. What the...
I feel like I should be over this by now. It's been like 8 hours, but I still can't feel my face.
Okay. That does sound like a problem.
Yes. I think anesthesia...
Ologist.
Ologist over...
Oversmote you?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I have this little bottle of pills that I'm supposed to take, but I'm afraid to.
What are the pills, what do they say?
They say, take once as needed.
Maybe you need it.
But it's, it was given to me by the smoter, and I don't want to...
I mean, if it's a god,
what if
it's a god, usually they want you to follow their directions.
Well, yeah, but she already got mad at me, and I already look like I ate a bee, and what if it makes me look like I ate two bees?
That might just be a risk you have to take.
So should I just take it right now on the air and see what
yeah,
happens?
Yeah, take it on the air, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I'm very excited about this, True Believers.
Oh, you're kind of big.
That was a swallowing sound, I think.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I don't feel anything yet.
Okay.
How fast is this stuff supposed to work?
I don't know. It's got to go through your digestive tract and then into your bloodstream, usually with pills.
I feel like if we sit here and wait for that to happen, it's going to be a long phone call.
Okay. Maybe
call back?
No, call back. Call back.
Okay.
Thank you, Scarlett. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so because she's going to call back, I'm going to wait on that decision, True Believers. I'm going to find out later on if I believe in anesthesiologist, the goddess of saliva. So hopefully Scarlett calls us back before the end of the show. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Cody Newbanks.
Cody Newbanks.
I'm from... I don't really... Utah.
Okay, Utah.
Yeah,
That's a state, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Muscovite.
Muscovite?
Yes. We are disciples of Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, the entrepreneur?
The genius inventor of everything that's important in the world.
You remind me of this other guy that was like saying guys were gods. Is that what you're saying? Or is Elon Musk an actual god?
No, Elon Musk is a god.
He's
obvious.
He was born a god.
Well, of course.
Okay. What is he the god of?
PayPal, for one.
The god of PayPal?
Yeah.
What is PayPal?
Did you ever try to make a payment online?
I don't go on the internet. Jimmy does it for me.
That's because it's insecure. That's why.
I feel pretty insecure about the internet. Yeah.
It's not secure. So you use PayPal, makes it secure.
Okay. And he's the god of that?
Yeah, absolutely. He invented it.
Invention and godliness are two different things.
Well, they are not.
I mean, I don't think Alexander Graham Bell was a god, even though he invented the telephone.
Oh, well, if you talk to telephone people, they think he's a god.
Telephone? Wait, there are telephone people?
There are people who are on the telephone.
Yeah. Oh, people that use a telephone. No, I've used a telephone.
But some people worship telephones. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there was a guy who was worshiping cell phones earlier.
Yeah, well, see, it's one of the
But he didn't say Alexander Graham Bell was a god. He said there was Apple and Samuel Sung.
Well, because those are the it's a triumvirate. It's like the Holy Trinity
of phones.
The phones, that was the three right there.
Alexander Graham Bell, Apple, and Samuel Sung.
Those were the three.
Okay.
So let me just, you're kind of slighting my God. So I apologize.
I'm just curious, and okay. I'm trying to find out if I believe in it.
So Elon Musk, he was the tip of the holy sphere.
Wait, a tip of a sphere?
The holy sphere.
But it's a tip.
It's the tip, right.
And a sphere.
And a sphere.
Jimmy, be quiet over there.
Yeah, so it's the tip of the holy sphere.
Jimmy.
And that's PayPal right there. And then you go down the shaft of the sphere to each side.
Wait, what? A shaft on a sphere?
There's a shaft on a sphere.
You might want to take a geometry class.
You might want to pay attention and learn something.
Okay, please keep going. I am so curious.
So if you go on, you go down the shaft of the sphere.
The shaft sphere, yeah. Yes, sphere shaft. Sorry.
And you have SpaceX on one side.
SpaceX?
Yes, SpaceX.
SpaceX?
SpaceX. It's how SpaceX. We're going to travel to Mars. Everyone knows this.
Well, I mean, it's going to take a long time, so you probably have to reproduce.
No. Reusable rockets, bro. Reusable rockets. We can launch and then come right back and launch again. A lot of launching going on.
Lots of launching. Okay. So that's one side of the shaft.
That's one side of the shaft. The other side is Tesla.
Like the physicist?
In honor of the physicist, the guy who actually created electricity that works, not that DC crap that we deal with right now.
Yeah, no, Nikola Tesla invented alternating current.
Yes,
yeah, I know
he did.
That.
Yeah, and he's a guy who came up with that thing that when you walk in a room, it goes...
Tesla coil.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah,
the thing
cool.
is named after me. Yeah, I know who that is.
That's cool. But the other good part of the Tesla side of the sphere is that we're all going to have...
Side of the sphere?
Yeah, the side of the sphere. Why aren't you getting on board with this? I feel like you're pooping on my religion.
I'm not pooping on anything. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
You're on this side of the Tesla side.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically what he's taking fossil fuels and throwing them out the window.
That sounds like littering.
I'm being metaphorical.
Oh, then say you're being metaphorical.
Well, why do I have to explain
Wait,
everything?
So is this whole sphere with sides and points and shafts faith? Metaphorical too?
Don't you have faith? You're talking about gods and you
I'm
have
trying
no
to decide if I have faith.
Well,
this
you
is the thing.
Have faith because this is something important here.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you, the basis of my religion and this side of it. We're all going to be driving around in cars that drive themselves.
Okay.
You don't have to put gas in them ever.
And they're going to drive themselves?
They're going to drive themselves.
What if they decided to drive themselves right off a cliff?
They won't.
How do you know that?
Because the god of Tesla has put into them an artificial intelligence that is connected directly into his spherical being.
Isaac Asimov pretty much told us, don't put your faith in artificial intelligence.
Okay, who's Isaac Asimov?
He was an author.
Okay, he's an author.
Yeah.
Right away. This guy's an inventor. This guy is a god.
You just keep saying guy, though. Is he a guy or a god?
He's a god.
Then don't say guy.
Okay, he's a guy who is spending his time on Earth right now, just like Jesus did. He walked on this Earth, and at some point, he will ascend into the heavens on a space.
Wait, so do you believe in Jesus, too?
I believe... Yeah, there was.
I mean, Jesus. You do know God, the God of the Jesus God, is like I am the one God.
Yeah, he was doing
so,
great.
So, I mean, if you believe in that one God, how can you believe in another God?
Well, because this Elon Musk came to Earth after.
Right? Oh, he just kind of appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how did PayPal just get invented? It came.
I mean,
right?
I'm guessing there was some pre-existing
day,
technology that they then
like
adapted
was
into what they made.
Listen, you're reminding me a lot of the government people who are trying to bring Elon down. You're really bothering me.
I'm sorry. Really. I'm not trying to bother you. I'm just trying to come to a conclusion.
You're a naysayer.
I sometimes am a yaysayer.
I called in the show because I thought you were respectful to the people who called in.
I am being respectful.
You're not respectful.
You're the second person that's gotten mad at me over nothing.
I believe everybody probably who calls gets mad at you because you don't believe what they're telling you.
I'm trying to believe. I want to believe. Okay, thank you so much, caller. All right, I've got to decide. Once again, I think this is just a dude. I think this one's just a dude again. Like that Scorsese guy earlier. I think gods can't be guys. He kept saying guy. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back after a couple words from our sponsors.
We've been getting all kinds of fantastic reactions for the all-new, all-original sketch comedy podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
What?
Ew.
Say what now?
Fabulous.
New episodes drop the fourth Monday of every month, and the hilarious original mix of music and comedy is designed to scrub out your ears. In a good way.
It's the worst possible scenario.
I must have it. Here on the DVMPE.
All right, we're back, True Believers. We're talking gods today. It's just me here. Still, Elizabeth is still gone. I think it might be a Mark thing. That's my guess. Honestly, I'm hope she's rid of him soon. I think she's better off without him. He's a douche. And his beer is not nearly as good as he thinks it is. I tried some the other day. It tasted like hot ass. Not even cold ass, which beer should be cold. It tasted like hot ass. And yes, I know what ass tastes like, so don't call in and be like, you never tried ass. I have. Not my thing. Take it easy, Jimmy. Jeez. All right, we're going to take more callers. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, man. Am I talking to the dude?
Yeah, you're talking to David Hickney, host of Freak of the Week. What's your name? Where are you from?
Man, all right. I'm Levtik Nomlibus.
Levtik?
Yeah.
Nomlibus.
Yeah, it's Dutch.
Okay. Are you from Denmark?
No, man. I'm from Jakarta, Ohio. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was, I'm just like hanging out with my friend Glenk.
Glenk?
Yeah. Glenk.
Is he Dutch as well?
No, man. Glenk's not a Dutch name.
What is it then?
Nah, it's American.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, we're hanging out, man. And we're talking about like, you heard you were talking about gods and shit.
Yeah, we're talking about gods.
Yeah, right, man. So it's like we got into this discussion and like, who are the legitimate, like, number one gods of rock? Okay, so it's like, I'm saying that it's like Zeppelin. It's like, no question, man. But
okay.
Glenk is like, no, man, it's Kiss, And like, Glenk has been a member of the Kiss Army since, like forever.
He's a militant.
Well, he's a militant Kiss fanatic, man, And
okay.
He says like, oh yeah, Gene Simmons, he did that song God of Thunder. So it's like, Kiss are the real gods. I'm like, no way, man. It's like Zeppelin, they rock hard and they swing hard. And it's like, there is nothing about Zeppelin that does not say gods of rock to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know, right? So it's like, I'm making the case for Zepp. I mean, Glenk would be here right now talking about Kiss,
Glenk,
but he's
yeah.
nursing a giant erection right now. So it's like, he's got to like stay
nursing
in bed.
A giant erection?
Yeah, man. It's like really painful.
Why doesn't he just masturbate and get it done with?
That's after he masturbated.
Then he should see a doctor.
Yeah, right, man. Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, I'm saying, like, Zeppelin, man, they're the one, because, like, they didn't make a bad album, unless you want to count, like, In Through the Outdoor, which was kind of soft, but, that's just because John Paul Jones, he did most of the production, and, like, Jimmy Page was totally smacked out at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but,
So who are the real gods of rock, man? We need you to break this tie.
Okay, so you want me to make a decision while you're on the phone?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so you said Kiss did a song called...
God of Thunder.
God of Thunder.
Yeah.
If they're making a song about another god, that means they're not gods.
Right?
And?
Right?
Oh, now let me finish.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin did a song called Stairway to Heaven, which means they acknowledge the Christian God, which means that they believe in the one true God, which means they are not gods either. The only answer for who the God of rock is Jimi Hendrix. He was a god. He reascended after the 60s and was like, I'm going back up, kids. Peace out. And that's why we still get albums from him with new stuff, even though he's supposedly dead. He's just back up in his ascension, and sometimes he brings the music back down.
All right, man. Hendrix was a total shredder before, like, Eddie Van Halen was a thing. But, like, how do you know about Hendrix?
Van Halen? What do you mean, how do I know about Hendrix?
Yeah, man. I thought you, like, stopped listening to music in, like, 1922 or something.
Oh, Jesus. Who are you talking to? I still listen to music. I stopped watching movies that came out after 1965. Just movies. Television I see sometimes. Music I listen to a lot. I read books. I read comic books. I don't understand why people think that I'm some sort of weird person.
You're like a freak, dude. But, you know, not like the kind of, like, Woodstock freak, but I mean, like, a real freak. That's why we're always tripping on your show, man.
You're tripping on my show?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, it's like we get some whippets and we get some booze and then we get some, you know, we get some of that Xanax from, Auntie Laverne's cabinet and we just like go to fucking town, man. And we just turn on your show and we're like, this Hickney guy, he's just like, he's out there, man. He's a freak.
I'm trying to get the truth out to people. What? How is
it? Yeah, man, right. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I think that was a compliment.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the call. Keep listening.
Okay. Your answer was totally lame, but okay, man.
Whatever. I mean, I don't think you can beat Jimi Hendrix. All right. So I made a decision while the call was on. He was wrong. His buddy was wrong. They also have weird fuck names. And Jimi Hendrix is the only god of rock. And if you don't know that, then you're an idiot. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from? You there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just, my God is the one true God.
The one true God?
Yeah.
The Christian God?
That's a misnomer. My God is Lucifer.
Lucifer, okay. So the fallen.
It depends on what side of the earth are you on? Are you on the downside or the upside? Is Australia underneath the United States or is the United States underneath Australia? Who knows?
Yes.
My God is the God.
Okay. Please tell me how that works. If he is the God.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Sure.
Does everything in your life go fantastic?
No.
No, my God's there, bro. My God's there.
Okay.
Right. He's the guy who's sticking his fingers right in your cornholio when everything's going great. That's the guy.
I've never felt a finger in my butt when things are going wrong.
That's a metaphorical finger.
What is it with people and metaphors? Just speak plainly.
Okay. My God is the God who rips your asshole open when your life is going the right way. He tears you apart.
Through the asshole.
Listen, what's the most painful thing you could think of right now?
Stubbing my toe.
Okay, you have a really sheltered life.
I don't know. It's a pretty good toe stub is pretty painful.
No, it's nothing like getting your asshole torn apart, your balls ripped out, your ovaries wiggled.
I don't have none ovaries. I don't have ovaries.
Even close. No, but if
and
you
wiggled?
Were, what is your show only about you?
I mean, no, but you're asking me direct questions.
Ask a woman if she ever had her ovaries wiggled, what happened?
I would ask Elizabeth, but she's not here.
Well, if you asked her, she'd tell you. It's like, oh, son of a bitch. It's like someone stuck a finger up your fallopian tube. Nobody likes it.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can do it.
I'm pretty sure that you'd have to have, like, really, really, really long fingers
to do
that.
That's the kind of sex my people have.
Wait, this is with sex?
It's the devil, dude. The devil have sex. I mean, the devil is
the
fucking,
devil have sex.
The devil has. I mean, you see, this is what happens with people like you. Okay,
like me.
Whenever you don't get it, you make fun of the person who's calling. So I'm a little bit tongue-tied, but you know what? I still believe in my God, and I and my God, Lucifer, we're committed. We're committed to death, carnage, and sex.
Death, carnage, and sex.
Yes.
All right, okay. Jimmy, stop it. Fucking Jimmy, I'm going to kill him. All right, thank you so much, caller. I appreciate the call and the input. You never gave me your name, so whatever.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Oh, okay. Okay, got to make a decision. Lucifer, God or not. So, because of the story of the fact that he's a fallen angel from God, he can't be a god himself. He's an immortal, but not a god. That's what I believe. So no god. No god. Sorry. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll be back with some more callers.
I untwisted it a little
bit. Is it all the way in?
Yes.
That's better.
Hello. My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable.
This is so stupid. Why am I here?
Did you guys just fist each other? I can't believe all the
things that you say. There's actually guys who will nurse off their wives for a sign of intimacy. You're lucky if you have
family or friends. Well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant? By the time
that they get to the end. No one told me about the worm part.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to go away so you can't see up my skirt.
All right, true believers, we're back. We haven't found a lot of gods that I believe in yet. So I'm hoping this last segment, I hope we find some. I really do. Because believing in Apple and Jimi Hendrix are, you know, two things, but that's not a lot. So let's try to find some more. Got a caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, y'all. My name's Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. So I got a story about a god.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been diabetic for the last, my entire life.
Okay. So type 1?
Yes.
Okay.
And it got to the point where I couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's awful.
It was pretty bad. And then someone gave me something called insulin. And suddenly I could walk again, and it was a miracle.
Okay, that's usually how people are treated for diabetes, is with insulin.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Diet Coke and Cheetos. That's what my mom always told me.
Maybe you have type 2 then, just like lifelong type 2.
Well, I mean, I've only had diabetes for as long as I can remember, but I can only remember back to when I was about 4 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know about before that.
Yeah, if you're just eating Diet Coke and Cheetos, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I didn't say that was all I was eating. I said that's what my mama told me to eat in order to feel better about myself.
I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of what you should have been eating if you have diabetes.
She said to feel better about myself. I'm talking about my self-esteem, not my diabetes. The insulin only has to do with whether or not I can walk.
Okay, so who's this god you think is there then?
The god that gave me the miracle of being able to walk.
Who is?
Who is the nice man at the pharmacy that gave me the needle.
So the pharmacist.
I think he's just like a prophet. I don't think he's actually the god.
Or he's just a pharmacist.
Well, I mean, his name is Jesus, so you be the judge.
I mean, that's just a name.
Who names their kid Jesus? And then
a
puts an accent
people.
On it and to fool people.
A lot of
I
people.
I am an educated woman. I went to school through the 9th grade. You are not going to fool me.
I am just short of my doctorate. And I'm not trying to fool you. I'm just letting you know.
Just because I have this accent does not mean that I do not know what is going on.
I didn't think that. It did. It was the fact that you think that Jesus is an uncommon name.
It is where I'm from.
Where are you from? You never told me.
I'm from Alabama.
Okay. Maybe in Alabama it's uncommon, but it's pretty common in other places.
Well, maybe those places are just all full of deities, but here in Alabama, we're deity free. I'm serious. I went to Europe, and then I went through this whole little thing, and it was all like, oh, buy these things. They're all deity-free. It was fantastic.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
There's a little store that you can go to when you get on. Have you never been on an airplane, honey?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. It's like magic. You're right in the air in this big old tanker. It shouldn't be. It's like a bumblebee. It shouldn't be able to fly, but it totally does.
Oh, I thought it was because the wind, the air moved quicker underneath the wings than it did over the wings, and so it creates lift.
I mean, that's like the science-y stuff.
Right, but you said it was magic.
I said it was like magic. I didn't say it was magic.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
So, when you get off the airplane, you can buy stuff.
At the airport.
And it's deity-free.
Deity-free.
Yes.
Are you sure that's not just because technically you're not in the country yet, and so you can buy stuff without taxes?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never paid taxes. I'm a Republican.
I'm pretty sure you still have to pay taxes unless you just don't, which I don't. I don't because I don't believe in the government. But if you're a Republican,
not paying taxes is just good business, y'all. I'm just saying.
I kind of agree with you on that, but at the same time, the rest of it makes me feel like you're full of shit.
Oh, no, I'm very regular. The insulin helps with that, too.
I feel like if Elizabeth was here, she'd be like, look, David, this is what it sounds like when you talk all the time. That's what
your
I feel like.
Your sister sounds rude.
She's a little abrasive at times, but she cares. Yeah.
Well, that's all nice and well for you, but I'm talking about me right now
and my insulin deity,
yes.
You got from your pharmacist.
Yeah, my pharmacist, Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Who is probably a normal guy with a normal life.
I mean, Jesus was a normal guy with a normal life. He, like, made chairs and stuff. He was fine.
Why are people obsessed with Jesus and chairs?
Because he was a carpenter. And blue collar is the way to go. Not everybody's all obsessed with college degrees, but you should really just be getting into a trade like Jesus.
I think trades are great for some people, and I think that more people should go into trades. But
I mean, when Jesus was a tradesman, his life was all fine. He had all his little crew and his friends, and he was great.
Right.
It was when he was all like, oh, I'm God's son, that they strung him up. So, yeah, don't ever tell anybody about shit. Just go into a trade and keep your mouth shut.
Didn't you just tell about somebody else being a deity, according to you?
I mean,
Did you just Judas Jesus? Thank you,
maybe.
Paula. Thank you, Paula. I'm going to say it. Jesus is a pharmacist. It's that simple. I don't know why this is so hard to find deities that I can believe in. We're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hey, I'm Frank French.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. Yeah, I'm currently stationed down in Antarctica, Indiana.
Okay, stationed.
Yeah, yeah, there's a naval base down there.
In Antarctica, Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a naval person.
Yeah.
Sailor. Yeah. You're a sailor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a seaman. Right. So. I just wanted to talk about a forgotten God,
okay.
A God who really doesn't get, you know, as much press or any press as he should. That's his holy name is Baldwin.
Baldwin.
He's the God of trombones.
God of trombones.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the second time we've talked about music gods on this episode. That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, you know, with all the, you know, rock and roll and hippity hop that the kids are listening to today, it's like there's not really room for Baldwin. I'm sorry, am I still on?
Yeah, sorry, Jimmy was being an ass today.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you know, I don't think Baldwin gets enough credit. You know, every time you hear wah wah, you know, that's him. That's
wah wah.
Yeah, exactly. That's Baldwin, the God of trombones. He's giving an angel his wings, or her wings.
So every time you hear wah, wah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an angel getting its wings.
Right, yeah.
From Baldwin the trombone. Jimmy, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so is Jimmy okay?
Yeah, he's just like, I think he took like some like speed or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, bad speed, yeah. Naval trombonists, we get that a lot.
I bet. Oh, so you are a trombonist as well.
I am a tromboner.
as they.
Oh, is that?
That's the technical term.
Tromboner.
Yeah. Tromboner.
Yeah. Tromboner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Italian, you'd be a trombolini.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why wouldn't it just be tromboner still?
Sir, there's so much about the history of Baldwin that you don't know about, and that's why I'm here to spread the gospel.
Oh, wait, are you trying to convert me? Is that what you're doing?
I just want Baldwin's name to get out there a little
bit. Because there are guys that come to the front door that Elizabeth does not let me talk to because they're trying to convert me into something.
Right. I'm not here to talk about the homosexual agenda. I'm just saying. Right. If they're trying to convert you, I mean, hey, that's their thing. But I'm just trying to spread the good word.
Wait. What do you mean the homosexual agenda? I mean, gay is gay, whatever. That's fine.
Well, I said they're trying to convert you to the homosexual agenda.
To the religion, not to...
Right, the homosexual agenda.
I've never had a gay person try to make me gay. It's something you're born with. It's either you like people of the same gender or you don't. I don't...
infect you and, you know, I get it. You know, it's or, like,
you know, somewhere
things.
Between. It's not an infection.
Well,
okay, I can't
treat it correctly. It can
no,
be fine.
Okay, you're done. I am not, no, you can be gay, straight, pansexual, whatever you want, true believers. Yeah, that's not cool. As to the god Baldwin of the trombones, when bad things happen to me, I always hear wah, wah in my head. So Baldwin, real. I've decided. Real Baldwin. So that's a real one. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
And I'm from Naperville, Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
Yeah, Naperville, Illinois.
A lot of Illinois all the time. Yeah. What's up?
My God is a kind God,
mm-hmm.
And he's a very he's a God of the people, and
the God of the people,
God of the people, and he's a figure skater. I don't know if you know him or not.
Okay, a God that's figure skater.
He's a figure skater. Yeah, and he's he had a great career. He did a triple axel and he smashed his head on the boards. And at that point, his head exploded, and the skates flew off his feet, and he ascended into heaven. And we worship him every day.
It sounds like he messed up. Died, and now you're calling him a god.
He is a god. I'm sorry.
What's his name?
Jim Slezolowski.
Jim Slezolowski?
That's correct. I don't know what the humor is in about that.
That doesn't sound like a god's name at all. It just sounds like some guy named Jim whose head exploded against the boards.
But he ascended. You had to be
well. I mean, if you believe in the afterlife, he definitely had to ascend or descend at that point.
Yeah,
it's not like you can stick around with a blown up head.
Well, no, you can't. And that's why the beauty of it is that he speaks to us.
To you.
Yeah, we get texts from him all the time.
What?
Yeah.
From him?
Yes.
Are you sure it's not somebody who got his cell phone number after he died?
Why would anybody do that?
I mean, do you have are only so many phone numbers out there.
Do you not have faith in human beings?
Not really, no.
You sound like a person who just doesn't believe.
I believe in a lot of things. I believe in Baldwin, the god of trombones.
That sounds highly credible, and I just
much more than this does.
This was witnessed by people.
What, a guy dying? People see people dying all the time.
There's constant communication. I mean, there's text, there's group text, on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
On Sundays, he'll actually message you.
Like, what do you mean message you? Like a phone call?
No.
Like what?
Like one of them bubble things that you get on your phone, you know?
I don't have a cell phone, so I don't know what you mean bubble.
You get like a bubble. It's like bubble? Instead of you getting a text, a text comes like in a regular message, and there's a place for that. But
right.
you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, bloop, this bubble thing pops
bloop?
Up. Yeah, you can make the noise whatever you want.
Bloop?
Mine goes like bloop. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you actually spoken to Jim since his head exploded?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Like, no, like, you could hear him talking.
That's the beauty of the Samsung Android system. You can have speaking text messages.
So you've heard his voice?
I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean, pretty sure?
Well, how would I know?
Did you talk to him before his head exploded?
No.
Oh, so you don't even know if it's him. You know what? Sorry, True Believers. I think that one was also fake. I think a guy died and somebody else got his phone number. That's what it seems like. We have time for one more caller. What is your name and where you're from?
Hi, it's Scarlett again.
Oh, Scarlett, thank God you called back. I want to make a decision on anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. How'd that pill work out for you?
So, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I took the pill, right?
Yeah.
And I was starting to feel better.
Okay.
And so, I went outside on my porch,
mm-hmm.
and I was having a soda.
A soda?
A soda.
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 Soda. Okay, sorry.
Soda.
Soda. So, like a Coke
Pop.
Or a Pepsi. RC. Seven Up.
Sprite, actually.
Okay, Sprite.
Sprite,
okay,
yeah. So I was having a soda,
uh-huh.
and I started to be able to feel my mm-hmm. tongue and my face again.
Oh, okay.
And it was really nice.
Yeah.
But then your phone rang, and I went and I answered your phone, and I talked to my sister for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back to the Porsche, I went and I had a drink of my Sprite,
mm-hmm.
and I took a big drink. And I didn't check it because, it's a nice sunny day. There was a bee.
No. You put a bee in your mouth?
I ate the bee. And now I sound like this again.
So, but you were getting better from the pill.
I was getting better from the pill. And then I ate a bee.
Wow.
And I feel like that's like a double smite. It's like, bitch. You talk shit about eating a bee, I'm going to make you eat a bee.
True Believers, honestly, this is maybe the most compelling thing anyone has said on this show today. Scarlett, I am so sorry.
Bees do not taste like honey, by the way.
Oh, what do they taste like?
They taste like bees.
Oh, now I'm going to have to try bees.
I wouldn't recommend
I would take the stinger out and make sure it's dead first.
Yeah, I guess. But I did not make sure it was dead.
Roger used to
eat
bee heads.
If you're ever on your porch drinking soda, shake the can first and listen to it, because otherwise you drink and then there's a bee, and then you sound like this.
Now I'm thinking about Roger, who used to eat bee heads, and it's making me sad.
I don't know what's going on there. Are you having a tornado?
Jimmy's just causing trouble all the time today. I don't know.
So, yeah. I think anesthesiologist is real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Scarlett. You've been very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me on twice.
Yeah, no problem. All right, True Believers. I am going to give my opinion on this one. Definitely real. Anesthesiologist, definitely real. Vengeful like a god would be. Totally right. Totally true. So that means we've got, four that I believe in. Apple, Jimi Hendrix, who I believed in anyway already, Baldwin, the god of trombones, and then anesthesiologist. It seemed like it was, for some reason, and I don't know why this is, but it seemed like the people that were less angry when they called were more convincing to me. So, maybe that's a thing. All right, until next week, I'm David Hickney. Talk to you later. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Right. Next you're going to tell me that I am played by an actor too. Right. The experts and callers were performed by a cast of actors? What in the wild, wild west is going on here? I don't know who Anthony Calero and Alan Morgan are, but there's going to be some teeth pulling involved. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? There's no way I'm going to tell you about Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden and Cereal. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE. Evcharistou yeia.
Memoriam Development.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DVM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DVMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.